He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it has been appropriated to my responsibility that I might have this opportunity to introduce the speaker of the hour. And it is appropriate that I do so because there are few, if any, that knows her any better than me. She hails from the state of West Virginia. She is anointed and appointed of God to declare the infallible word of God. She is a woman of prayer and integrity. She is a proven instrument under the auspices of the Holy Spirit sent to this church, to this body, to heal, to correct, to develop, to establish us in the integrity of God's word. It affords me a great pleasure and a great honor to introduce to some and present to others the lovely First Lady, Serita Jakes. Love you. Go for it.
Hallelujah. God bless that man. I love my husband, who happens to be my pastor, who happens to be my bishop, who happens to be my closest friend. Thank God for all of our pastors and their spouses this morning, to my fellow elders and ministers. What a privilege it is that's been afforded to me today just to spend a little bit of time talking to you. I'm so honored that my husband entrusted me with you all this morning. I'm so honored that he would entrust me with you this morning. Why? Because he loves the Potter's House. He loves the Potter's House. And while he is going to leave us for just a few hours or so, to start filming for the T.D. Jakes show. Pray much for him. He starts on tomorrow. And I told him, I'll do it. And then I thought, oh my God, who said that? And then Beverly said, I have a date for you. I'm like, okay, when? She gave it to me. I was like, oh! But here we are in the presence of the Lord. No other place I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord. So I won't be before you much longer than a 3 or 4 hours. So just kick off your shoes and get real comfortable. And so about 4 o'clock or so, I'll let you go. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. But if you will, go with me to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1, and I'm going to extract from that chapter verses 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Amen. Already got me a chili. Amen. I'm so glad to see my good friend Lady Etta this morning. She's such a special woman. She's such a classy spirit. And she came this morning and she didn't even know that I was going to be preaching. I love you, Etta Gray. You're amazing. Jeremiah 1. God bless you, Potter's House Online. Surprise, surprise. Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning at verse 4, and I'll be reading from what Pastor Moon says is not God's voice because it's not King James, but it's the English Standard Version. Is that all right, Pastor? Okay. Is that all right, Dr. James? Y'all good? Okay. Now, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, oh, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. That already is good. I'm preaching good already. I didn't even know. Already preaching good. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1. Just a few more pages over. Jeremiah, verse 18, 1 through 3. And the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. One more verse, chapter 9 of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verses 17, 18, 20, and 21. Jeremiah 9, 17, 18, 20, and 21. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women to come. Send for the skillful women to come. Let them make haste and raise a wailing over us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids flow with water. Hear, O women, the Lord, the word of the Lord, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters a lament, and each her neighbor a dirge. For death has come up into our windows. It has entered our palaces, cutting off the children from the streets and the young men from the squares. God is calling, he's calling, he's calling, he's calling, he's calling. Hush! If I were to use a topic this morning, hush! Somebody's calling my name. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to bring life to the body of Christ. I'm a little member, but I can't do it by myself. Today, God, reach into the hearts and minds of those that are lagging behind and call them out of their comfort zone. For we have a mighty work to do, and the time is drawing near. Call them from the balcony. Call them from the streets. Call them. Let them know that they can no longer be at ease in Zion. We have a work to do, and we've got to teach our children the way that we go. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I was a little bit amused by a story I read. And this mama was sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden she heard her son just wailing and screaming. And she jumped up off the sofa and ran into his room. And her two-year-old daughter was yanking his hair. And he was just a wailing and screaming. And she said, there, there. She didn't mean it. She didn't know how that hurts. So as soon as mom walked off and started back into the living room, she heard her son wailing and she heard the daughter wailing and screaming. I mean, she was just a screaming and wailing just like her brother had been doing. But mom had already said she doesn't know that that hurts. So she rushed in the room. She said, well, what happened? What happened? She said, what are you doing? He said, She knows now how that feels. Have you ever wondered if you were in something alone and no one knew how you felt? That no one would have sympathy for you or understand what you were going through because it wasn't them. But when they went through it, they got a clue. In the book of Jeremiah, we find that it was written during the reign of King Josiah, who was a very integrous man, unlike some of the other kings that followed after him. The passionate intensity of the book of Jeremiah is unsurpassed by any of the other books of prophecy. In this book, Jeremiah protested day and night, fruitlessly, against the sins of his time. He denounced the vices of the idolatry of the people. They worshiped idols. They did in and everything that they thought that they were big enough to do, without any heed at all to the word of the Lord, cautioning and threatening them, repent, 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 turn from your evil ways. But they didn't hear him. So the boy, Jeremiah, who was one of five major prophets and of priestly descent, because some say that his father was a high priest, was consecrated from birth from his mother's womb. He began his ministry at an early age. He told the Lord that he was too young, that the people wouldn't want to hear from him. Nobody would want to hear from a young person. What would a young person have to say to some of the older people? And the older prophets were available to them. But this was Jeremiah's lot. He continued crying loud and sparing not for about 42 years. One writer said that there was no sorrow that was likened unto Jeremiah's sorrow. His reproofs and his threatenings for the people's sins was saturated with his tears. He would cry day and night for his people, warning them to walk into the truth of God's love, to repent, love God. But no one would give ear to what this young boy was saying. So one day, it got to be too much, because death had begun to slip into the palace walls, and into the streets, young men lay dying. Sound familiar, Lilla? Sound a little familiar? Death had crept into their neighborhoods and to their houses and to their hospitals. And they wailed, which means that they felt or expressed a deep sorrow or grief over what was happening. They mourned. Sometimes they mourned over the dead that were lying in the marketplace. Sound familiar? Who would walk into a McDonald's and start killing children? The children of Israel were about to be taken into captivity and bondage. But he said, Jeremiah said, send for the skillful women. Send for the women to wail and mourn and be a part of what's going on. I can't do it by myself. It's too much for me. Call for the wailing women so that they may mourn over the conditions of our world. Cry for me. In ancient days, it was a profession of women that would come out and they would attend funerals and they would cry. They would follow the body and cry. They would walk through the streets and mourn and cry. But it had gotten to be so much that they couldn't do it anymore. They had to call for women who had never cried for anybody but themselves. He didn't care if they were skilled about it. He wanted somebody that would sincerely step out of themselves and start weeping and moaning and groaning for the condition of the world. That's what we're supposed to do here at the Potter's House. This isn't a concert. This isn't an event. This is God's business. We're not here to entertain you. Yes, we have balconies. Yes, we have ushers. But this isn't a show, people. This is real. Death has stepped right into the center of our church. And while we apologize for what we don't have and what we can't do, and I'm too short and I'm too fat, I'm too black and she's too white, people are dying. All around us, shot down in the streets like animals. Are we gonna just step over them and tread their blood? We have a work to do. Look at your neighbor and say, I got something to do. I got something to do. The tradition was passed down from mother to daughters. Now, we always talk about the older women teaching the younger women how to be housewives and chaste at home. But who's teaching your daughter from the pit of her soul to start wailing and moaning and groaning because they see babies dying every day? People putting babies in trash cans every day while we decide if we're going to come to church. You got to come to church. Not only do you have to be here, but you got to get involved teaching these girls. Pass it on. Pass it on. And I was thinking, you're a good one to be talking about what somebody should be doing, because you yourself were afraid to even accept the call of God on my life. I said, I'm not the bishop. I can't preach like the bishop, but I had to tell that voice, hush! I will do what the Lord calls me to do. It's not easy all the time. It's not supposed to be easy all the time, but you gotta tell every naysayer, every voice that will tell you differently, hush! I will do what the Lord has called me to do. Hush! I'm not too old. Hush! I'm not too late. Hush! I'm not too sick. Hush! There's something that we have to link arms and do while this city lies in ruins. We have an assignment, women. And I'm not asking the cute women to come. I'm asking the women that will rip off your wig, kick off your shoes, and call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Interesting that Jeremiah would call for women, because he lived in a misogynic society where women were disregarded. We were nothing. We didn't have a name. We didn't have a purpose. But when the city got in trouble, when the sin became so decadent, Jeremiah said, sing for the skillful women, yes, those that are practicing weeping and moaning, but sing for those women that have forgotten about what happened to them when they were two and decided to be compassionate for somebody else. Sing for them. Let them start wailing, saying, God, not another death. God, not another casualty. God, we need you now as never before. We don't have time to be selective. You don't have time to decide whether you're going to believe it or not. If God is true, every man's a liar. Shut up every voice that whispers in your ear and tells you what you can't do. I can do all things. All things. All things through Christ who gives me strength. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Women were hated, disliked, mistreated, but death had climbed over. So the men had to step aside. Now let me tell you, men, Jeremiah was a boy, a minor, assigned a major task. A little boy asked to do what some grown person should be able to do. But he didn't ask them to do it. He asked the little boy to do it, because inside of you, Michael, is a little boy that has not fully realized your potential. Elder, inside of you, Elder Blue, Jermaine, all of you guys, there's a little boy inside of you that God has called time and time again, and you gave an excuse. I'm too young. It's too late. People know too much about me. But men of God, we're calling for you. We're calling to that little boy in you that understands what it feels like not to have anybody on your side. But if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And you can do it. Stop making excuses. Don't apologize for your past. Everybody in here did something to somebody. Forget about it. Repent, repent, repent. Repent. We don't want to talk about it. We want to be selective about what we want to repent from. I'm going to repent from this, but I'm going to hold on to this because it helps my nerves. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Lady Sarita, I hear you. I'm going to repent. But this one little two or three things over here help me out. And we're going to pray God's grace over those. Repent! Babies are dying while we act a fool. While we come in late at church. First one's out, last one's in. Stop! We didn't give our life to perform. This is the Lord's business. This is God's business. We don't have time for you to stroll in here at 10:30 and 11 o'clock. Find yourself in the house of God. The church is open at 5:30 in the morning. Where have you been? We've given our lives, our youth, to building up the body of Christ. And when I tell you we're not playing about this thing, we're not playing. We come in here bleeding, back out, knees out, babies everywhere. Why? Because we're on assignment. We didn't come to Texas because we were cowboy fans. Everybody say, why Texas? I said, purpose, 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 purpose brought. Purpose brought me here. Purpose brought me here. And I was afraid, just like Jeremiah. And I was afraid of your faces and wondered, would you accept me? And then I got over in this thing. And it didn't matter, Lady Cora. It didn't matter, Baby Joe. It didn't matter. Because I found my purpose. Mama died, still in my purpose. Mother-in-law died, still in my purpose. And if God saw fit to let me live, I'm gonna stand by my man. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. To the utmost, I respect and admire him. That's God's man. Touch not my anointed. I'm not scared of Bishop. I'm scared of God. He's God's man. He's God's man. And he asked me, when he went on this latest venture, he said, Sarita, you got my back? I said, 100%. 100%. Whatever we have to do, if we gotta leave the 99 to find that one viewer in 80 million homes, while we decide whether we gonna come to church. He's been set as an ensign in this house. Your presence respects him. Your presence respects your man of God. He was a boy preacher. He started crying loud. They made fun of him. One suit Jake's, lining hanging out of his pocket. But he was a baby talking to grown-ups while the grown-ups sat there and judged. When Elder Ontario and Lady Crystal had the teens out here bopping and they said, wear black, and I thought, well, this is black with gray hair. We're building. We're building. We're building. We're building. We're building. I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about character. The same commitment that you made to your church when it was little, and you came over here and you got lost in the crowd. I can't see you all the time, but you know who does. He knows the gift he's placed inside of you. You're sitting on it because somebody hurt you. God is calling you. You, single mama. You, woman that's had abortions. You. Somebody not getting along with your kids, you. Your misery is your minister. They called Jeremiah the weeping prophet. Have we been through so much that we've lost our compassion? Lady April, can we not cry? Have we gotten so hardened by what we've been through that we can't cry no more? Have you seen too much? And now you can't, Lady Brenda, you can't cry anymore? Have you gotten so caught up in your world that you can't cry for the condition of the world? Why can't we cry for the police officers' kids? Why can't we cry for these mamas who are getting their babies shot in the street? Why can't we cry and stop coming in here like this is a performance? This isn't a theater. This is the house of God. And when you come into the house of God, you come with thanksgiving and praise and adoration unto God. And you don't treat him like you go into a little rinky-dink something or another. Just because we have a lot of seats means that there are that many souls that need to be in here, that need to hear a word from the Lord. We've got to come out of our selfishness and start to moan and groan and wail for the people who are dying all around us. Now, I told Bishop, I told him, I've got your back, but can I ask you something? Do you have mine? God is back. Can I feel you in my back? Can I feel your hand in my back while he's sleeping? I'm just praying over him, crying for the burden that he has to carry. He needs us all committed. He needs us all committed and on our post, whether he's here or whether he's in LA trying to teach a mama that just because she got raped doesn't mean that she can't love that baby. He's filming 6 shows a week. There's only 5 days. So you know how many multiples he's doing on a day so that his voice can go out. Can we echo his voice, his love for hurting, broken people? He loves the hurting, broken people. He cares for the hurting, broken people. And like Jeremiah, he couldn't find anybody that would step off of their own self-enthronement and serve a true and living God. 42 years, and they didn't change. We've been here 20. We've been here 20. I've had an opportunity to go a lot of places, travel around the world with my husband. One of the most intriguing places that I went was to Jerusalem. And my husband was jumping out of the car, running down into the valley of dry bones and looking over into the temple beautiful, and went into the tomb. And he was like, I'm walking in the Bible. No wonder Lot picked that land over there. This is so green and this is so arid. We got to walk the same cobblestone streets that Jesus walked. One of the most amazing experiences that I had was going to the Wailing Wall. The men were on this side having a bar mitzvah. They had the sons up on their arms and just marching and celebrating. All the men were on this side, and the little boys were on this side, scampering around and having a good time. So I got separated from the men that were on our travel team, much to Sean's disgrace. I was the only woman in the group, so I had to go on the woman's side. And the presence of God, who you talking about worship? Hallelujah. They were wailing, crying, and they rock and they pray. And I started walking in between the women and trying to get to the wall. The closer I got, I started feeling so weak because of the awesome presence of God. And I got a little piece of paper out of my pocket and scribbled, "My family, the Potter's house." And it was soaked with my tears. And I started walking toward the wall. And the closer I got, Dr. Jill, I got so weak from the presence of God. And I kept pressing my way with my little snotty piece of paper. And I took it and pushed it in the crevice of the wall and laid my head and started crying. And I found myself rocking and Oh God, bless my family, God. Bless my children, God. Bless my church, God. Now I've got a new prayer. Won't somebody press through what you went through and join your arms with mine and Bishop's? Can you just cry for me? Can you cry for somebody else? God. I had to hush the celebration that was around me. The bar mitzvah ceased to matter because I was in the presence of the Lord. And I began to just groan because I couldn't say anything. The staggering presence of God wrapped his arms around me. Oh, Shadow. Today, somebody needs to break your alabaster box. Today, somebody needs to step out of themselves and tell every contrary voice, hush, Fear, hush. Disobedience, hush. Pride, hush. You're in the presence. Hedosikamatabus. You're in the presence of God. This isn't a performance, folk. This is real. Jeremiah talked about it before Christ. And now we're living in the last days. Death has crept over into our walls. Death has come against us, our city, our nation. And while we dicker about who's going to be president, God is saying, if my people, if my people in the balcony, if my people who are called by my name, if that little boy in you would give up on your machoism, if my people who forget about their titles, forget about your degrees, forget about where you work, what you drive, God is calling you. Hush! So you can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You're walking through Jeremiah right now. Call for the skillful women. Call for the uneducated. Call for the illiterate. Call. God has need of you. God has need of you. God has need of you. God has need of God. God has need of you. Hush every negative voice. Hush that husband that's beating you. Hush. Hush. Some of you had to fight to get out the door. Hush. Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling. Somebody. Somebody's calling me. Somebody's calling me. Somebody's calling me. Somebody's calling me. The day that you hear his voice, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't shut me down. Don't shut me down. One way or the other, you're going to receive this word on today. If not today, tomorrow, you're going to hear it again. Jesus is called. Jesus is called. Jesus is calling. Jesus. Jesus is. Jesus is called. Jesus is the only one that can fix it. Jesus is called. Jesus is. Jesus is calling. Holy. Holy God.
Calling on your name.
Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. This is a place for mourning. This is a place of mourning. This is a place of transformation. This is where you turn it all around. This is a church, people. This is a church of the living God. This isn't an event center. This isn't a conference. We need you here every time. We got to have you. We got to have you. We got to have you well and got to have you whole and shut every voice that would hinder you from doing what God has called you to do. Let no hatred, no strife, no misunderstanding. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. Hello, Shedala. Shedalo, Shada. Some of you haven't reopened your gift of the Holy Spirit. It can happen today. It'll give you power. Put ammunition in your gun. Get out of those shots. Yeah. You got to open it. If you want it, God's got it. Open your gift. 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 Open it. Open it. Share it with somebody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Cry for me. Cry for me. Cry for your sister. Cry for your neighbor. Cry for your brothers lying dead in the street. We're stepping over their blood, trying to be important. Nothing's more important than the next generation. Nothing is more important. Nothing. Cry for our sons. Cry for your daughters. Cry. Wail. Moan. Grow. Jesus. Jesus. Hush. Hush. Somebody's calling my name. Hush. Hush. Somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? You call me. What you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. Show me how to do it, God. Show me your ways. Teach me your statutes.
Somebody's calling my name.
Yes.
Hush.
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 Every negative voice.
Somebody's
every sick
calling
voice.
My name.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus.
Hush.
Somebody's calling you.
Hush.
Somebody's calling you out of the balcony.
Somebody's
calling you. It's the voice of the Lord. It's the voice of the Lord.
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus.
What shall I do?
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is calling. Baby boy, Jesus is calling. Don't apologize for your youth. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. What more can I do, Lord? What more can I do, Lord? What more can I do? I know I've not done everything that I could. for this reason or the other. Get rid of your excuses. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. What a privilege that he called you by your name. By your name. He's calling you by your name. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Jesus. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling us to work, to labor in this vineyard. Plant yourself in the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
My religion entire.
Right on time. Lovely day to give your life to the Lord. A wonderful day to give your life to the Lord. Cinnamon! Yo, bro, where you gonna run? Cinnamon! Where you gonna run? Jesus! Jesus, Jesus! Jesus! I'm so glad trouble don't last over. I'm so glad. I'm so glad trouble don't. I'm so glad trouble don't last. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Come on, come on in this ark. 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 Send a man. Send a woman. We've got a place at this altar for you. Somebody ought to get real happy and give their life to God. Somebody ought to get real glad about it. Ministers are postured all over the sanctuary. The sanctuary. The sanctuary. Not the convention center. This is a sanctuary set aside for the praise and worship of God and the safety of his people. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. As you go back to your seat, you need to touch somebody and say, hush every voice, hush, hush every voice, hush every voice, hush, hush. Every negative voice that's been said to you all your life, all your life, all you've heard was what you can't do, what you can't be, and what you can't say. The devil is a liar, and Jesus is the Messiah, and there's nothing too hard for him. Sisters, sisterhood. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Wailing. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let it out. 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 You in the right place with the right people. That's how we do it. Hallelujah. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let it out, let it out, let it out, let it out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the same spirit of worship, Is there anyone here that says, I don't know Jesus like that one you're talking about? I'd really like to get to meet him because he sounds perfect for my situation. I'm gonna ask you to come. Our elders and ministers are here to minister to you. I want to know Jesus. Look at your neighbor and ask him, do you know him? Do you know him? Hush, do you know him? Do you know him? Check your road. Do you know him? I'd like to introduce you to a man called Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? He loves you. He loves you just like you are. Jesus. Praise God. Send help, Lord. Send help, Lord. Let's sing that like that. Yeah, I like that.
Somebody's calling my name.
Come on. I know that you're watching online, and I know you probably slid smooth down in the floor this morning. Tell your co-workers, hush, I'll be all right in a minute. This is my lunch hour. We appreciate you so much every Sunday for your faithfulness across the world and locally, internationally, nationally. We appreciate you so very much. Your prayerful support takes us, like Pastor Val said, around the world, and we appreciate you. I desire that you would find a fellowship that you feel safe in. Forsake not the assembling of yourself. You need to be in a real fire. Because when you set aside alone, you lose your spark. Keep watching, yes, but find a pastor that you can trust so that you can commune with the saints. We love it when you come and sit with us.
As the holiday season is upon us, the family and team of Kelly Sitting Service want to wish those that we service and the community the ultimate gift of this season: peace, love, joy in our Savior. It is in this spirit that we say thank you for your support. And from our family to yours, Kelly Sitting Services, may your holiday season be majestical and blessed. Kelly Sitting Service, a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Calvary Tabernacle of Alexandria presents The Heart of Christmas. Come experience the story of the birth of Jesus as it's told to Elaine, a homeless woman. Watch as this story captivates and changes her life. It will change your life too. Join us December 15th and 16th at 7 p.m. and December 17th at 6 p.m. at 4510 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Come experience the heart of Christmas.
Calvary Tabernacle is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of one Jesus freak who actually had the audacity to tell Jesus to wait. The story is in Luke chapter 9. Jesus himself is drafting disciples. One recruit says, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus' reply does not pull any punches. He says, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Does that sound a little mean? No, it's just honest. Once you decide to follow Jesus, keep your eyes on him. Put Christ ahead of everything, even your family. An authentic Jesus freak doesn't look back.
Are you a Jesus freak? Go online to persecution.com.
since 6 a.m. this morning.
Why do you work?
KAYT has presented the gospel in both sermon and song.
Not the victory, but you